Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Don Close from Rabo AgriFinance. We're talking cattle on feed in just a moment.
Sometimes reaching your healthy, active goals can be like climbing a tall mountain. But making progress simply starts with one step. Invite one friend to play a game. Break into a spontaneous dance party once in a while. Learn a cool new activity and practice it to get better. One new move a week is all it takes, and soon you'll come out on top. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Hey, cattle producers, you are invited to Express Ranch's Rancher's Bull Sale coming Monday, October 4th, start at 11 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 275 Angus bulls, 40 Hereford bulls, as well as several lots of springbred heifers and fall calving cows. For more information, go to expressranches.com or give them a call, 405-350-0044. Come to the sale live or see it on superiorlivestock.com. Express Ranch's Rancher's Bull Sale, Monday, October 4th. Talking today with Don Close with Rabo AgriFinance. Don, let's talk about this latest cattle on feed report as released by the U.S. Department of Agriculture on Friday afternoon. Maybe kind of summarize the numbers for us, first of all.
We had cattle on feed as of SEP 1 at 11,234,000. That was 99%. Placements at 2,104,000. That was 102%. And marketings at 1,885,000. That was 100%. You know, initial reaction to the report, I wouldn't go so far as say it's bearish, but it's certainly a disappointment. You know, a lot of those, including our placement estimates, were down 2-2.5%. After seeing 3 months of reduced placements and thinking that we were really making headway on reducing that fed cattle inventory, now we're putting a few more back on feed again.
Quite 2% above a year ago. And last year's numbers were pretty strong, I understand.
They were. To give comparison, that 2% increase in placements, that's still up 7% over the five-year average.
Wow.
So when you look at this report in context of the five-year averages, we're still looking at extremely big numbers across the board.
No, one thing that when you talk about the overall on-feed numbers, we've been wanting to finally get that leverage, that magic word leverage, back on the side of the feedlots. Does this delay that?
Oh, I have to answer yes. But I think it's also important, if you look at the scan of the state breakdowns and where these cattle were placed, we saw a very aggressive placement of cattle in the western states. And if you give consideration to the weather conditions they've dealt with out there all summer, it certainly makes sense that they were out of a home on grass and had to go to confinement with those cattle. We did see enough of an increase in the Corn Belt, both Nebraska and Iowa, and even Minnesota, it's bearish up there as well, but not as much as the West. And then in the Plain States, both Texas and particularly Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, we saw a measurable decline. So I think it's, before I call it outright bearish because of the placements or that it's going to defer our gain in leverage, I think we need to stop and look at it on a regionalized basis. And when I do it in that context, it's not the numbers we wanted, but it's not that bearish when you distribute them out.
When you look at these numbers and then you match that up with recent cattle prices, fed cattle prices, what does that tell you?
I think it certainly gives merit to the fact that and then this is also a strong seasonal consideration as well. But if you look at the narrowing and even inversion we've had of the Texas-Iowa price series in just the last 3 to 4 weeks, where, you know, at the extremity a few weeks ago, Iowa was as much $4 to $6 in instances above the Texas price. And now we've inverted that up where the South Plains are actually trading roughly a dollar premium to the Corn Belt. So I think we've got that classic situation of the last fall's calf placements on feed to work through in the north. I think we're truly made significant improvement in the South Plains. So that balancing of prices, if you will, across the U.S. or across the feeding regions, I think is actually positive for the market, and just our age-old expectation that we will continue to see more timely or aggressive marketings in the South than we do in the North. I think we're seeing that in the market right now.
Don Close, Rabo AgriFinance. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2021 annual female production sale, Saturday, October 9th at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma, featuring 75 registered Angus and Simmental lots, including spring bull and heifer pair splits, fall calving cows, most with calves at the side, and spring-bred heifers with fall yearling heifers. For more information or download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.